I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Oh, we're officially 2 hours out from first pitch at Kauffman Stadium. And for the low, low price of $6,000, you can sit right behind home plate. If you can part with $6,000, and I cannot.
For the cost of a used car.
You could, you just don't want to. Let's be honest. Be accurate.
I'm frugal.
We're nothing on this program if we're not accurate.
Fine. There's nothing I'm wearing right now that I didn't buy at Walmart or get as a Christmas gift.
I am...
in a different ballpark.
Not surprised by any of those comments.
Wow!
That hurt just a little bit. Kind of like a...
Look,
sometimes
we all...
an uppercut.
No, we all have strengths. We all have weaknesses, and I think at this stage in our lives, it's important to point out the things that we do well and the things that we don't necessarily do well. Let me give you an example.
She's saying that your fashion stinks and hers is very mature.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Well, then I'll have a comeback
that
to that.
That is not what I am saying.
I'll have a defense.
In fact,
mature woman.
I have a shoot with a client coming up here in a couple of weeks, and they said to me, would you like wardrobe? And I replied, yes, I would like someone who understands those things to help me with wardrobe. Because generally, you know this about me, Scott, I wear jeans and a t-shirt, maybe a sweater as we approach sweater weather.
Well, you are wearing a sweater today.
I wore a blue sweater today for the Royals. Go Royals. But outside of that, it's usually a golf skirt and a top. So
When you have to get dressed up, you do very well.
I admitted, look, it's just not my thing. It's clearly not your thing. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that I'm not some fashionista. Nor are you.
Well, but my weakness is my strength.
And activewear for the mature woman can be very fashionable.
Is it wear?
Yes, it is,
and
Sam.
And by the way, I don't wear activewear for the mature woman.
Yes, you do.
This is a cashmere sweater.
That I've never seen before. Wait. And we've been together for 13 years.
I dug it out because it's blue and I don't have anything that's
13 years,
blue.
You have never
it's very soft.
Worn... I bet it is. It's cashmere.
Your argument for not wearing clothing for the mature woman is a cashmere sweater?
Great point,
Let's
Sam.
Let's just take a 10,000-foot view of that and reassess
He's
our arguments.
He's got you there.
You got any hard candy for us?
You're...
What did you say?
Any
you got any hard candy
Kleenex?
What?
Some hard candy?
No, Dan, I'm over here stirring Metamucil into my Kiewit cup.
Why does that Kleenex look used?
Kiewit.
Can you just tell me why it's so hard to just say there are certain things that we are really, really good at? Communication skills, for one.
Clearly.
And certain things that we are not good at.
Selling a house.
Dressing. Oh, my God.
And stay down.
How do your knees feel on that one? That was a low blow.
That was a kidney punch.
So, that would have been a 15-yard penalty
story.
If this were the NFL.
True story. Okay, you know how there are certain things that you should just never ask a woman, like, when are you due? Like, there are just
how
certain things.
How much do
things,
you weigh? How old are you?
There are certain things you just should not ask.
Have you sold your house yet?
Bingo!
Oh, my God!
Bingo!
It's getting worse.
I am going to tell you that as of today, I would tread very carefully around Dana and be thoughtful.
You didn't tell us we had crossed that threshold.
No, you have not.
Okay.
But if I don't really know you, like, and you're just looking to make conversation, I would not lead with, have you sold the house yet?
Did somebody do that?
This morning, they're very well-intentioned. Have you sold the house yet?
Oh, God.
My immediately immediate reply, and this is an acquaintance of mine.
Keep in mind, this is a family show.
My immediate reply was, do you have any matches I can borrow? That was my reply. So I'm just telling you, we're there. Okay. We are to the point that I think if we're not super close, and I've got a very tight circle, it's like you can make fun of your mom, but no one else can make fun of your mom.
Correct.
We are very, like, even my closest friends just are pretending like this is not happening. They will not ask.
So
they'll be like,
do you
hey,
want us to stop?
How are the kids? And I'm right, like, great. And then there's this awkward pause where you can tell they're thinking they're going to ask about it, but they're like, better not. So they don't. They're like, would you like another glass of wine? And then I say, yes.
Because they don't want to see the human version of Mount Vesuvius in real time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say bottle?
It's only happened a couple times. It's only happened a couple times. Where I just.
So is it off limits on the show now?
No, because honestly, I think it's funny. At some point, you just have to laugh.
Yes. When,
like, and
I agree.
And here's the deal. I was telling, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But I was talking the other night and saying, you know, we have friends in harm's way in Florida. My mom has taught me throughout my life that if money can fix a problem, it's not a problem. And so so it's very hard for me to kind of, oh, woe is me, the house sale, even though in the history of the real estate market, no house has been on the market as long as this house has.
In the history of all house sellers.
Correct.
Yeah.
I try every day to do a little daily affirmation.
Day 142.
You called the success hotline yet?
I did. I joked last night I was going to dig up that statue of St. Joseph and do something I probably should not do to a religious statue.
Now, keep in mind, that's Jesus' dad on earth. Don't do anything.
The patron saint of house selling?
The patron Saint Joseph. Saint of carpentry.
God, thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes.
So was Joseph.
Yes. I could use
that's
all
Jesus's earthly
of the
dad.
Good vibes, even though that was purchased on Amazon for $13.99. I am not going to deface or defile.
I wouldn't.
I would not either.
No, I will not.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
I have.
Okay.
I will say, in all honesty,
I do want to say the house is not possessed or haunted.
No, but I'm saying if you were to defile,
I would not
a statue of
because
Saint
I
Joseph.
I am just superstitious enough that I would not do that.
I wouldn't either.
I don't walk under ladders, and I don't believe that's bad luck. But if I walk by a ladder, I still will go around it.
What do you do if you see a black cat crossing your path?
I had two black cats. So that black cats don't bother me, but I won't step on a crack, and I don't step on those grates downtown because I feel like I'm going to fall down them.
At that's not point, a superstition. That's just an unrealized fear.
With the number of jokes that you've made about committing arson, I pray to God that house doesn't burn down because you're going to be found guilty.
You know how many friends of mine
are contacting me.
I better be on that jury.
Do you know how many friends of mine are either prosecutors or lawyers? And I have said to them the same joke, because how dumb would it be to joke about doing something like that and then actually, like, okay. I'm not, I love
See,
that house.
This is what we call an alibi, no. friends.
That's this is an alibi. That's what they
go,
call
go to the tape. Go to the tape from October 9th.
They're going to call me and say, I need every piece of audio that you have
involving
matches, referencing burning the house
right,
down.
Lightning strikes.
And I'm going to say, I need a few months to compile them all.
That's what they say. That's what they call manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or gaslighting.
No, I honestly, it doesn't bother me, Scott.
Or gassing.
Gas.
You know that if I'm actually
use gas to light it on fire,
having a breakdown, I give you a heads up.
You do.
And I have. It's happened a couple times. It's like we're on the periphery right now.
Okay.
Let's call it the outer bands of Dana completely losing it.
We're at the barrier islands.
We're probably around the barrier islands.
Okay. Go. Now, to take this conversation full circle,
yep.
Where my perceived weakness is my strength.
That doesn't even make sense, but if that's what you want to tell yourself,
these
go ahead.
These shoes were a Christmas gift from my mother.
They look like Vans. I love them.
They are Vans.
I love them.
That's why they look like it. These shorts were a gift from T, and this T-shirt I bought at Walmart.
Okay, you
That's
say,
frugality.
You say these things like you're bragging about
I
that.
I am bragging.
Okay.
Because I think frugality is a strength.
Do you have holes in those socks?
No, but the ones I wore to work yesterday did have holes in them.
Can I tell you something? I don't wear matching socks. I have an entire drawer of white socks that are interspersed with an entire drawer of black socks. They are all ankle length. I grab two. Sometimes the top band matches, sometimes it doesn't. I don't care. The number of people who have said to me in the last couple of weeks, do your socks not match? When I go, who is looking with a magnifying glass down at the band? Look at this, Scott, at the band of these socks to say, gosh, that looks like maybe that did not come from the same manufacturing plant. I don't know if those match or not.
They don't.
Who cares? That's whimsical.
Actually, one's gray and one's white.
And that's just because I don't do laundry very well. Anyway.
It's whimsical.
Now, people do pay close attention to little tidbits about people's fashion to see how much they care. And matching socks is one of those little tidbits.
I don't care. Mm-hmm.
Like Scott dressing like a Serbian mobster. Massive tidbit. That's just obvious for everybody to see.
Some of the most successful people I know do not dress in three-piece suits every day.
I'm sitting right here.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to need someone to come extract me out of this room because there is not enough oxygen in here for the two of us.
Wow. Quick break. Don't forget to sign up for the Dana & Parks 4th Cornhole Tournament. It is going to be on Saturday, October 19th at Serve. Every single penny goes to benefit KC Pet Project. And we have a limited number of slots. You can register your cornhole team at kmbz.com. By the way, breaking news, Hurricane Milton has now been downgraded to a Category 3. Remember, it's not necessarily the wind. It is the rain.
And the storm surge.
Right. That is going to be the most deadly with this storm, but it is expected to be a Category 3 when it makes landfall later on this evening, overnight sometime.
It does appear that it is still turning south slightly and will direct hit just south of Tampa in Sarasota.
Are we watching Martin Augustine eat food on Channel 9?
Yes, we are. He is out of the K previewing the new menu, I believe, before what is going to be an outstanding game. And by the way, I said earlier, Eric Hosmer is in town, is going to throw out the first pitch. That is true. But better, Eric Hosmer and his 5-year-old son will throw out the first pitch.
Well, that's kind of cute.
It's darling.
Speaking of Hurricane Milton, he is now one with nature. Storm hunters sprinkled the ashes of a beloved longtime meteorologist into the eye of Hurricane Milton by plane on Tuesday night to pay tribute to his life's work. Peter Dodge was honored by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Hurricane Hunters for his 44-year career specializing in radar and tropical cyclones. Says a hurricane specialist by the name of Michael Lowry, not Michael Lowry from Bad Boys, it is a beautiful tribute. During his award-winning career, Dodge worked with the Atlantic Oceanographic and Meteorological Laboratory, the National Hurricane Center. He died on March 3rd of last year at the age of 73.
Okay.
I cannot think of a more epic way to go out.
Is it legal?
Drop your ashes in the eye of a hurricane?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just go straight down?
And who opened the window?
Well, they didn't want to open the window when they weren't in the eye.
Halloween is fast approaching, and Americans across the country are preparing to celebrate.
Sorry.
That was audible. What was that?
Keep going, and then I have a story to piggyback. Halloween's just not my thing. Keep going.
Halloween is fast approaching.
Huh?
Jeez Louise. And Americans across the country are preparing to celebrate with candy, spooky decorations, and of course, costumes. Mm-hmm. But which costume reigns supreme in every single state?
I'm going to tell you right now, the photograph of the two kids as Scotty Scheffler and the arresting cop.
Pretty funny.
Was one of the funniest things I have seen all week. Look it up if you missed it. They look like they're about 5 years old. The little girl is wearing a Scheffler Masters caddy outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy is dressed full on police officer uniform, pretending to handcuff the little girl as Scheffler. My God, it's funny.
The other one's going to be Tyreek getting arrested.
Oh, do you think? No.
I mean, that was pretty big news, too.
I think they'll be political this year.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, every year the top costumes are political, and no, I don't agree with it, but every year.
You mean for kids?
No, for anybody.
Well, these are for kids. these.
And the Scheffler arresting cop costume were kids.
No, and that was very creative.
I don't think we're going to see a lot of those, if we're being honest.
By the way, Americans will spend $3.8 billion this year on costumes. The top three costumes this year will be number three, dinosaur. Number two, Spider-Man. And number one, a witch. The most popular costume in Missouri is going to be a witch.
Could we not put some creativity into this holiday?
The most popular.
Why do you hate Halloween so much?
We'll unpeel that onion here in just a second, Sam.
What's going on?
In Kansas, the most popular costume is going to be a fairy.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Now, what's your beef with? It's not my favorite holiday either.
It's just not my thing. It's not my thing.
Do you hand out candy?
No. In the last few years, was a lighter turner offer, and, you know, yeah. However,
oh boy,
if the now adult children were over, they loved doing that. And I would say, yeah, we'll get some candy for that. But if I was just home alone, which I was.
See, we haul out the little fire pit. We put it in the driveway, light that thing. Maybe I should bring that over to your house and forget to put it out.
No. There is an entire...
Now you're culpable.
Listen to me. I am telling you, there is an entire article, and I think the Kansas City Star today, about the ridiculousness this Halloween season of the cinnamon-flavored broomstick. Have you seen this?
No.
Apparently, this is a thing where people, as decor, are putting cinnamon... Why can't I say that word?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon broom.
There you go. No, you got it.
I can't say it before broom.
Cinnamon broom.
Cinnamon broom.
Cinnamon broom.
Cinnamon broomstick.
Cinnamon broomsticks in their house. There's an entire article about the ridiculousness of this. Why are people doing this?
I don't know what it is.
It's a broomstick, the kind that looks like in the old days you would sweep your chimney, you know, it actually made out of sticks. But it smells like cinnamon sticks.
These are very common things that people buy in the fall season to make their entire home smell like cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Like cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
But why are people doing this? They are made of pine straw, scented with cinnamon oil.
There you go.
Cinnamon brooms.
We're going so well.
Are believed to bring good fortune and prosperity. No, you are just parting with $26 at Walmart. That is what you are doing.
This is a very common fall decor item.
Legends say they ward off evil spirits, making them extra fitting for Halloween.
Do you not buy pumpkins and, like, put them out front?
Out front of the stoop on the house?
Well, yeah.
No, I'm not decorating the exterior of the house that is not selling with Halloween decor.
Well, make it look more homely. Festive. Okay.
Enter at your own risk. It's vacant.
Somebody says, I had a cinnamon broom in my house in the 1980s. It made my home smell great.
Okay. Well, it's supposed to bring you good fortune.
Maybe
if I were you, I'd go buy out the whole store.
You're supposed to hang them above the doorway to ward off negativity and bad vibes.
Sounds like you need 10.
They're $4.99 at Trader Joe's, says somebody on the text line.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. Well, it does bring positive vibes and energy flow.
I think we could use some of that around here.
I don't disagree.
913-586-7798.
Let me tell you what you can do with your cinnamon broomstick.
Does it include me bending over?
Why can't I say cinnamon broom?
Cinnamon broom. Cinnamon broom.
Cinnamon.
It flows off the tongue.
I can say cinnamon all day long. Cinnamon. Then cinnamon you go cinnamon broom. And broom. And
it's cinnamon broom. 913-586-7798.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's one of our faves. Barb in Odessa, what's up?
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear you. You have no idea what you do for me every day. But I have a couple of things I wanted to ask you real quick. Who's the guy that died on Blue Bloods the other day that's been on there a long time?
His name escapes me at the moment. He was, if I don't remember his name, but if you saw his face, you would recognize him. He was only on season one of Blue Bloods.
Oh, okay. Because that's my favorite show. So that and The Wheel of Fortune is my two favorites.
And The Wheel. His name is Ed Wheeler, Barb. His name is Ed Wheeler.
That's right.
And what did he play, though? Was he a detective?
I'm not sure, but he died at the age of 88.
Oh, and I'm watching your handsome husband, Dana.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah, I got television on. I got the radio on. I got it all going on. I got the ball game on one thing, the football on the other. Listen, I got it all going on, girl.
Barb, you are a multitasker. I think you should. You do have it all going on. It makes me so happy.
Well, and the other two things I want to say real quick. The manager up at Oak Grove, she wants me to tell you that she loves you too. Her name is Cassie. And she's a manager, and I told her, I tell you that. Uh-huh. And then the other thing is, I'm going to surprise you, and I'm going to see you at Cornhole.
Oh,
well, you buried the lead there, Barb.
Very excited now.
Well, I wanted to wait and surprise you, but I can't. I was too excited.
Well, we're excited now.
So I just thought I'd tell you, I hope I'm able to get up there and everything. All right. That's all I'm worried about.
Okay. Well, if you need help getting in, just give us a holler and we'll come out.
If we have to Uber you there, we will.
Well, you know, I'm going to drive about 100 miles up there, so it's a pretty good jog.
Well, Barb, I can't wait to meet you in person.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to fix my hair real nice so I look real sexy so you like me.
Barb, you look sexy with or without your hair all done up real nice. I know that even though we've never met.
And then the other thing, real quick, I got this number for Ugly Houses. Do you want it?
You know, Barb,
man, the daggers are out.
I think we're good, Barb. I'm just going to keep praying to that dead buried Walmart statue in the front yard, and we'll hope to get something moving here soon.
I didn't even realize you moved, Tildia. I forgot that you moved out. I
think
so
there's a whole lot you've missed out on, Barb.
Yeah, clearly. Barb, we'll fill you in at Cornhole, okay?
Okay, good talk.
Okay, sweetie.
Good talk.
Bye-bye.
I stopped listening for half a second. What happened?
I couldn't break the news to her. I wasn't going to do it.
Well, first of all, she said, I'm sitting here watching your handsome husband on television right now. And there was a pin drop silence in here.
And then followed by, she's coming to Cornhole. Then followed by, do you want the number for We Buy Ugly Houses?
Oh, my gosh.
She is the absolute best. My God, I cannot wait.
Now, Dana, we talked about getting some good juju by you burying the statue of St. Joseph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, if I remember correctly, it was not you who buried the statue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So maybe that's your problem. Because
do I dig it up and rebury it?
I think you have to go buy a new one. Because this one's already got the bad juju of you having somebody else bury it for you.
I am not giving Walmart any more of my money. No, I don't think it's bad juju. She said the prayer and everything.
Did it work?
Clearly it didn't, Sam.
We'll leave that
there.
Maybe
we should dig it up and rebury it. It's like an exhumation.
You don't worry about a black cat crossing your path, but you'll bury a piece of concrete made to look like somebody who we don't actually have a picture of.
Right. You're really going to get into a religious argument at 4:40.
No.
Before the first pitch.
It's more about superstition.
What are you superstitious about? Do you have one?
If I say something that I know might not happen, I will knock on wood.
This is not wood. This is formica.
Well, it looks like wood. The edge pieces are wood.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this is wood.
Clearly pressed laminate.
Okay.
Wood product.
When did you become the patron saint of carpentry?
Nice.
Would it bother you that if the house is otherwise completely done, there is one door upstairs. It's the only feedback we've really gotten that you need to replace that door. There is one door upstairs into one of the children's bedrooms that there has been a small hole cut out of it. Speaking of carpenter, after two late teenage boys who shall remain unnamed thought it would be a good idea to come home one night after they had been out and cut a hole in the door so the cats could come in and out. It's like a cat door.
How big is the hole?
Like this.
That's a pretty big hole.
Like the size of an envelope, but a little bit like a normal mailing envelope.
I think that would be a deterrent.
Were they at a kegger?
No, they thought it would be funny to create a cat door. Instead of just saying, hey, can we go buy a cat door at Lowe's and we'll have Tim install it, we're just going to cut a hole in the door.
Why not just, it's a bedroom door, why not just leave it open?
We're just going to replace the door. This weekend, we're replacing the door.
I think that's
But
wise.
There's no way, this is why I bring this up, there's no way that is the thing that, there's no way you are going to tell me.
I'm not.
You've been into that house. You've been in my house.
It's a beautiful home.
There's no way you're going to say, well, there's that cat hole door in the door.
Well,
there's
I never went upstairs, but yeah.
Completely redone. Brand new hardwoods.
Great point from the text line. If you want to really up your good juju, you could go buy a new statue and take it to a church and have them bless it. I mean, that's going to be like maximum juju.
No, I don't think that that's a good idea.
I know there's one right down the street. It's a beautiful church.
What are you superstitious about, Sam?
A lot of things.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Like, I do the knock on wood thing.
Would you walk under a ladder?
I have before.
See, I here's the way I look at the ladder. It doesn't take you any more or less time, or you don't spend any more or less energy to just not go underneath it. So why go underneath it when you can walk around it?
But I naturally avoid cracks in the sidewalk,
okay,
similar to you. If I spill salt, I have to throw it over my left shoulder.
Okay.
Oh,
what
see,
is
now
this,
that's
1820?
Silly. That's silly. Now, I'll tell you this.
Don't spill the
salt. I'll tell you this, and I don't think it's a superstition. And again, I'm not trying to bring religion into it, but I've always wondered how anybody, and I don't think this is possible in Missouri, but it is possible in Kansas, could have 666 on their license plate.
I used to.
I believe it. Right. I would send that right back.
What do you mean you believe it? Here's some salt right here.
Joke.
All right. The superstition of throwing salt over your left shoulder to ward off bad luck is thought to have originated in biblical times when salt was expensive and spilling it was considered sacrilegious. The salt is thrown over the left shoulder or sinistra.
With the right hand.
Which is correct. Considered the devil's side, using the right hand, which is considered the good side. All
yes,
right.
My own faith considers me
this
the devil's
No, you have to spill it. You can't pour it into your hand. You have to spill it.
This says, carrying a pinch of salt in your pocket to help in negotiations and protect you from misfortune. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Also, they used it to protect children from witches.
You ever tried it?
All right, here's the salt.
Watch, the house sells tonight.
Ready?
Watch.
Ready?
Well, no, first you have to spill it. Spill it on the table.
Yeah, you have to spill it on the counter.
This doesn't say anything about spilling it. Now I've done it wrong. Now I've done it wrong. This says you just throw it. Now I just made a mess. Ready? Whew. Okay. There we go.
Phone will ring within an hour. You've got a buyer.
Okay. Okay.
I kid because I love.
Okay.
The number one superstition is knocking on wood.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Number two is throwing salt over your shoulder.
Boom.
There is no way multiple people still do that.
Oh, for sure they do. I've done it.
In
before.
Salem to ward off the witches?
No, but just because it's a sign of bad luck if you don't.
If you're out at dinner and the salt gets knocked over, you better scoop that salt up and throw it over your left shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
By the way, walking under a ladder is the third most popular superstition. The superstition of not wanting to walk under a ladder also has roots in Christian symbolism. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, led to an association of the number three with something sacred. I have no idea what I'm reading, and it's in really light print, so I'm not going to bother.
There's also something about having a mirror visible from your bed, meaning you can see your reflection in your bed.
Well, that's only if you have a video recorder.
Anyway, I've never had a mirror.
You think that's superstitious? I call that Tuesday morning.
Okay. Morning?
Okay.
Morning?
Okay. What the hell?
From the text line, Dana, in regards to your house, people want pristine, not random holes indoors.
It's not random. It's a cat door. No, if you have a cat, it's actually very useful.
But it's a bedroom door. Why not just leave the door open and let the cat in?
I don't know. We're replacing the door this weekend.
I mean, if it was an out, if it was an exterior door, then I kind of sort of get it if you have an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
By the way, broken mirrors number 4 and step on a crack, break your mother's back is
okay,
number
broken
5.
Broken mirror is what Sam was thinking about, not bedroom mirror, Sam.
Oh, it got broken.
Okay.
So Chris Katz, God bless him.
Okay, that's
very
funny.
Wait, hang on, I gotta read it. There's a shot of Chris and Laura Moritz.
Everyone's out of the K.
Right.
Everyone.
And they're both kind of looking down. Presumably, well, she's looking at her phone. He is probably looking at his phone, knowing Chris. And they're not talking to each other. They're not smiling. But he's looking down. They're both looking.
It's right before they went on the air.
And Chris writes, "Before we went on for KMBC 9 News at 4 at Kauffman Stadium. Just been told by one of our colleagues that we look like a married couple needing to see a therapist."
Aww.
It's pretty funny. Anyone who has worked with someone my God, how long have Chris and Laura been sitting side by side?
Oh, at least a decade.
Oh, it's more than that. They've been together longer than you and I have. Have they not?
No, because he was doing morning news for a long time.
Then she was mornings first.
Yeah.
I think
and
then it's
she
longer.
Went to evenings.
Scott, we are getting old. I think it's longer than you think it is.
You don't have to remind me of that. I'm well aware.
Like the Royals being 3,269 days since the last time they had a playoff game at home.
By the way, the mirror facing the bed is not a superstition. It's bad feng shui.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's called an enhancement.
It brings... I was going to say it brings demons into the bedroom, but
yeah,
that
does.
Was not going to go well.
Yeah, it does. A story here from Channel 9. The National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City has revealed a time capsule from 1924, showcasing preserved artifacts and documents. The Time's Up Castle was placed inside the Liberty Memorial Tower with the idea that 100 years later, it's been 100 years, those in charge of the tower would open it to see what was important to the people 100 years ago.
Okay.
Quoting here from Christopher Warren, chief curator of the museum, "The first thing we saw was that the capsule itself was in fantastic condition. They did a remarkably good job of preserving all the documents and photographs. Among the items found inside was a letter from President Calvin Coolidge."
Wow.
"Which remains in incredible condition." Quoting here from Christopher Warren again, "People don't know what's going to happen in the next 100 years. We're currently anticipating and creating another time capsule that will be opened in 2124.
Right. So, Sam, let us know.
I won't be here then.
No, none of us will. What would you put in there?
Today?
Yeah. For them to find in 100 years.
Is it Kansas City-centric or United States-centric?
Well, I mean...
I think it's life in general.
Yeah. I mean...
You'd put an iPhone. You'd put a dead iPhone in there.
So just a normal iPhone.
Like,
very funny.
This is why nobody likes Android users.
The vitriol that he just can't help it. He cannot help himself.
He can't.
It was low hanging fruit. I had to reach for it.
I would still put a
like a Chiefs and Royals.
I still put a mask in there because we are coming off the endemic after the pandemic.
Definitely the sports stuff, though, because in 100 years, there's a good chance that the sports landscape looks entirely different.
It looks different. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I would put, you could say barbecue sauce. I don't
a car
know.
Key.
Back in
fob?
My day, kids, we drove cars.
That's actually, that's a good idea. Put a fob in the box.
That's it? Maybe a couple of newspapers?
Oh, always newspaper clipping, sure.
Because I guarantee you in 100 years they won't have newspapers.
A sweater for the mature woman?
Really? When we get back...
She's about to kill you.
When we get back, one of my good friends, who also happens to be a mature woman, caught a scam on her Ring doorbell camera. Someone stole a phone. Speaking of phones, someone stole a phone off her front porch. Wait until you hear, like, how They tried to blend into the scenery. It's scary and brilliant. And if you have anything of value coming to your door, man, we need a new system.
Don't forget to sign up for the 4th Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament. It is on Saturday, October 19th at Serve. All the proceeds go to Casey Pet Project. We have a limited number of slots available. So go to KMBZ.com as soon as you can and register your cornhole team.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.